Jenny Davis first learned about Native American ancestors on the U of I campus in 2017.
I found out after a full year of being in the same building with the ancestors without knowing it.
Davis is a professor of American Indian Studies and Anthropology and a member of the Chickasaw Nation.
It felt very clear to me in that moment and still that if I didn't do anything, that nothing would be done.
Like other colleges and museums across the country, U of I is decades behind on fulfilling its obligations to the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act.
Mr. Speaker, House Resolution 5237 is a bill whose time has come.
NAGPRA was introduced in 1990 and co-sponsored by Colorado Representative Ben Nighthorse Campbell. He was the only Native American in Congress at the time.
Today, thousands upon thousands of Native American human remains and sacred objects are housed in museum and federal agencies across this country. They are kept in boxes, crates, wooden file cabinets, and tagged and numbered.
33 years later, U of I still houses almost 800 unrepatriated ancestors, according to a recent ProPublica investigation. So why are things moving so slowly? Even with federal legislation, some archaeologists were reluctant to give up what they saw as their life's work. And those who were committed to repatriation only worked on it between other priorities. Jonathan Buffalo has run into these obstacles, and not just with U of I.
The living family walked off thinking grandma was buried, grandpa, uncle, aunt, father, mother, child, you know.
Buffalo is the historic preservation director for the Meskwaki Nation. The tribe lived in Illinois until the 1840s, but after violence from the state, they resettled in Iowa.
Back in 95, they said, "My apologies for not responding sooner to your letter concerning materials held by the University of Illinois." And it just says, basically, we're still working on it.
But they weren't working on it when Davis arrived. So she took it upon herself to reach out to tribal leaders.
The representatives that I talked to were glad to finally hear from somebody at the University of Illinois because they had been sending requests for information and consultation for more than a decade. For some communities, they'd been sending requests every year.
Prior to her efforts, the university had repatriated about 50 ancestors, including those from the Meskwaki Nation. Some had been buried as late as 1820. Davis persuaded the U of I chancellor to establish a dedicated NAGPRA office. And in 2020, Christiana Krupa was hired to lead a full-time team.
I knew that the university was very, very, very behind. So I was kind of expecting the worst.
But things are changing. Krupa has already led two repatriation attempts. That's as many as the university had done in the last three decades. She focuses on calling Native American nations while her staff documents the ancestors and their belongings.
When we repatriate someone's ancestors to them, we want to be able to tell them exactly how many people there are, exactly what belongings they were buried with, because that could be culturally important in some cases.
And so far, Jenny Davis is impressed with the work that's being done.
We can't undo 150 years of colonial practices in 3 years. So it's important that we have a long-term timeline and framework in mind.
Krupa expects it will take another 5 years to finish the inventory, and then it will be up to the tribes to decide when to take their ancestors home. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.